Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for August 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Our goal to promote God, family, and country on your radio. In the traditions of our founding fathers, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. And ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, I'm looking at these liberty alerts from Matt Staver and crew. There's so much to cover here in the news. It is just shocking, folks, how much is going on in the news. I mean, it's just news everywhere. It's hard to even keep track of all the news. All right? It's just crazy. Last hour, I talked about Dr. Scott Atlas, the new guy replacing Fauci, I hope. And he says it's not time to panic. We got to protect the most vulnerable among us. But the fact is, hey, we don't care how many people get the coronavirus. We want to develop herd immunity. The sooner the better. But we want to watch those who get it, because if you're above 70, it can be really bad. Below 70, it's not too bad at all. In fact, 0.04% die. Coronavirus recedes, they say. Cases, deaths, hospitalizations, all dwindling to the lowest levels in weeks. It's great news. We talked about Lori Loughlin and her husband going to prison. She gets 2 months, he gets 5. The taxpayers pay the bill, right? Did Barack Obama steal his Social Security number? Susan Daniels, a licensed private investigator from Ohio, does the research, and the answer is a clear, resounding, there's a problem here. Unlike Obama's birth certificate, whose legitimacy may never be properly certified, Obama's Social Security number comes from Connecticut. How did that happen? It's at least a curiosity and quite possibly a fraud, this SSN, for Barack. But how, when he was 15 living in Hawaii, did he get a Social Security number in Connecticut? Well, as far as I can tell, no one's asking those real questions, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why they're not, but they're not. This story is over 10 years old. You say, well, Sam, why the heck are you bringing it up now? Because Barack just got on the stage at the National Convention and called Donald Trump the most corrupt ever. They're literally pitching that Joe Biden's the savior and Trump's going to ruin the country. And so Barack attacking Trump directly. Well, if we're going to have all these attacks against the president, he colluded with Russia. False, didn't happen. In fact, those people who had the dossier colluded with Russia and Russian propagandists to make up the story that lasted for years and costed the taxpayers literally millions and millions and millions of dollars, right? But you got allegations against President Trump on all kinds of fronts, from the Russia scandal to we got to get your records, your IRS records, to now saying you've tampered with the post office, to it goes on and on and on. Well, what about the scandals against Barack Obama? Your birth certificate's seriously questionable. President Trump complained about it back in the day. Now that he could do something about it as president, nothing's being done. But what about Barack Obama's Social Security number? It's a Connecticut Social Security number that he's using. Or is he using multiple Social Security numbers, huh? Maybe Barack's using multiple. We don't know, but this is the point. How does he get away with this fraud, these allegations? President Trump, you say, well, golly, he's tampering with the post office. There's no evidence or proof, but yet, you know what? The allegations stick. The assertions continue in the media. The story's got legs or wings, as they say. How come there's no wings or legs to the stories about Barack's Social Security number? Remember, Barack Obama was 15 years old when this thing came out. It's not a birther story. How did Barack get a debt? How did he get a Social Security number from Connecticut when he lived in Hawaii at 15 years old? How did that happen? And even if you say, well, Sam, it was an anomaly. There was a zip code confusion, or there was a this or that, or even if you come up with some justification, you would stop and go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We've got to correct this. And even if you say, no, he lived too long and we didn't realize it at first, you would at least have it discovered at some point as he ran for president, as he became a senator, on and on and on, to the point where they might have said, hey, this is a, I don't know how he got this Social Security number. It's an anomaly, but we've documented it at the Social Security Administration. It's a very strange case, but it's legitimate. This is okay. We don't have any of those things. How come? How do you run for Senate, get elected? How do you, go through all the background checks of the FBI and everything else, the Pentagon, whatever else, for national security, for security clearances, in order to get security detail from the Secret Service, all these things like that, and this anomaly wasn't discovered and or brought forward and or accounted for at the least? See, there's a problem here. But I go back to my original question. Why is every scandal seem to be attacking President Trump down to the littlest thing? He doesn't even get along with Melania. She didn't even want to be in the White House as the first lady. She wanted to stay in New York. The littlest things, not even true. All the way up to the biggest things, like, hey, President Trump is a criminal, and he's gonna he's using his presidential position to create some of the biggest fraud this nation's ever seen, to the point where they claim he's not even fit to be president. Idea. Right? The Democrats are off the chart on this kind of a discussion, right? Like, what if you type Trump fraud into Google? Just two words, Trump fraud. Trump campaign fails to show evidence of vote fraud. But wait a minute, aren't they claiming that Trump is committing fraud by manipulating the post office? Trump comes up empty when pressed for evidence of election fraud in court. Another Trump associate accused of fraud. Shocking. Steve Bannon pleads not guilty. Not guilty to fraud charges. It goes on and on. It's all about Steve Bannon right now. President Trump and his company investigated for possible fraud, right? It goes on. Legal affairs of Donald Trump go on and on and on and on. Now, Trump Organization under investigation for insurance and other fraud. Listen, Manhattan DA filing signals potential Trump fraud. That's Forbes. All right? So you got that going on. But how can we just ignore Barack Obama's birth certificate discussion? How does that really work? Manhattan DA filing signals a potential Trump fraud. Forbes. Now, here's what I don't understand. President Trump on the campaign trail said, lock her up, referring to Hillary Clinton. And certainly the people shouted that as well. But President Trump hasn't made a move to really attack anybody except for just smears in your face. You ugly. There's vote fraud allegations, which I believe are true, but nevertheless. Okay, but there's no real mud to stick on any of the Democrats at all. Never mind that Bill Clinton's a flat-out pervert. Never mind there's modern photos or photos that have appeared that show I'm getting massages with the Jeffrey Epstein case. Never mind the women that accused Bill Clinton. They're just bimbo eruptions, according to Hillary. Never mind all that. Okay. But yet we go on and on. And I look at this and I say, how do we not have the questionable Social Security number by Barack Obama, or that Barack Obama is using and or has used in the past? Why can't we get that to be a story with legs, a story with wings, to get to the bottom of it? Because even if you dismiss the birth certificate scenario, you can't dismiss the Social Security scenario. Okay, he was 15 when he got it. Little kid in Hawaii got a Connecticut Social Security number. How did that occur? You say, well, that's just an anomaly. How come it was never explained or discovered when he ran for the highest office in the land and went through all kinds of security clearances and everything? How come that was never even talked about or discovered? Huh? See, it doesn't make sense. And if Trump is genuine and serious, how do we let the allegations against President Trump just linger and fester and linger and fester and linger and fester and grow, where it literally cost the taxpayers millions and millions of dollars, plaguing the president his whole since he walked down the escalator? How do we have that, but then real corruption that has real dots connected and pay dirt behind it can't really make any progress in the mainstream? Do they have that much control over the press? Really?
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right. So there's all kinds of debunk stories all over the internet saying Barack didn't take the Social Security number of a man from Florida, didn't take a dead man's Social Security number for the 1800s. But they don't really deal with it properly. Yeah, whose Social Security number does Barack have? And who does it belong to? Anyway, all kinds of groups, they say, they slam the door on birthers who tune into the Social Security number. I want to know, how is that that the birthers are talking about the Social Security number? The Social Security number is not something that you get at birth. Well, now you do, but you didn't when Barack was getting his Social Security number. He got his at 15, just like I did. Right? Anyway, there's not much on this case. But the reason that I bring it up is how on earth do we have these stories that get wings about President Trump and literally get investigations to the tune of millions and millions of dollars going on and everything else? And you look at it, and Barack doesn't have any of these allegations that stick. Everybody just goes, nah, you're a birther. And that's the end of that, right? What is going on around here? Is the media that powerful? Do they have that much control? Really? Really? All right, let's move on. But I'm just telling you, I look at that Social Security number thing and I just go, wow. But all the allegations that they say debunks this story, they put a twist on it that lies. So, for example, we're saying Barack's using a false Social Security number, or at least somebody else's, or at least one that has strange origins. We don't know. We're just saying it's curious, to say the least. It might be fraud. We got to look into it to know. And then they say, well, he didn't get a birth certificate number from a dead man from the 1800s. Okay, we're not saying he did. I know, but the story's been debunked because he didn't do that. We know that isn't the point. But see, how do you argue that? Then they say, well, he didn't get it from somebody in Florida. They just debunk it. Birthers now latch on to something else. This isn't a birther story, folks. The question is, does Barack Obama have a Social Security number that he's using that's from Connecticut? Yes or no? These are fundamental, simple questions. Is Barack Obama using a birth certificate that has been issued from Connecticut back in 1977? Is that true? If it isn't true, then it should be easy to debunk without going to the 1800s or without going to some Florida man or without going to all kinds of manipulative details to dismiss. Is Barack Obama using a Social Security number that is issued from Connecticut? All the debunking stories avoid that very question. They answer all kinds of other things. Let me give you an example. No, Barack Obama didn't steal a Social Security number from an alien from Mars or from an illegal alien. No, he didn't do that. Okay, debunked. That's right, he didn't. But see, it's not even the issue. We're not talking about illegal aliens and or real aliens and birth certificates or Social Security numbers. We're talking about Barack Obama having a Social Security number with the origins of Connecticut back in 77 and him using that number for years. Is that true? See, the mainstream press needs to answer that question openly and honestly and clearly without misdirection and subterfuge. All right, but they won't. There's not enough of us to really push the narrative. What's the narrative, you say? I don't know. I don't know what the truth is about the Social Security number or the birth certificate. I just know what we're being told is a lie and there's a cover-up going on. I know that much. I suspect that the reason they have all these unique details about Barack Obama is so that you don't discover his real origins, where he spent his real time as a child, who he was tutored by, who his real parents are, and on and on. They don't want you to know those things for a reason. And I don't even know that I know what that reason is. I can guess, but I don't know. But I do know this. Why is he using that Social Security number? No one's talking about it. Very strange. At the same time, they let stories about Trump get wings. Listen to the, quote, legitimacy of this headline. It's not really legitimate, but when you look at the source and the details, okay, it comes from Forbes. It comes from Forbes. That alone is supposed to add massive amounts of credibility. And it says, Manhattan DA filing. So then you got Manhattan, New York, the district attorney, Forbes magazine. Oh, legitimate signals potential Trump fraud. They're literally going to accuse the president of the United States of fraud. On what evidence? Well, we need his IRS information to know what evidence there. But when it comes to Barack, if I even say, well, what about this Social Security number? They say, the birthers are off on another bender. The whacked out extremists who hate black people, the white supremacists are on a bender. wait a minute, this has nothing to do with black or white. This has to do with, is a man using a Social Security number that is not legitimately his? And if it is legitimately his, how, when he was 15 and living in Hawaii, did he get a Connecticut Social Security number? See, these are legitimate questions to ask. How did he become president without all this stuff coming out in the first place? And how do we just ignore this research lady who did the research, this private investigator who's licensed, Susan Daniels? How did we, have a lady like that do the research and then she's just buried? There's no confirmation of the allegations. There's not other licensed investigators looking into this. Right? She's in Cleveland, Ohio, from what I understand. She's a woman PI. And she filed a suit. Yeah. He used a wrong Social Security number to get a driver's license. They say, will Susan Daniels back up her claims? Right? I mean, you just go on and on. I don't know Susan Daniels personally. Okay, but we talk about divorces, but no marriage licenses for parents. Now they say mindless dribble from Susan Daniels. But here's the point. As far as I understand, she swore out an affidavit to her claims. So, question. Why is she not in prison? If Susan Daniels is a professional private investigator in the state of Ohio with a license making false allegations about President Trump, President Barack Obama, why? What gives? And so you can dismiss her claims and attack her credibility, but I want to know the truth. And how do we get the truth? I don't know that we can, right? We can't seem to get the truth on any of these things. But I just find it extremely fascinating how this happens. How can somebody have a false Social Security number? You don't know their birth origins. Rise and ascend to the President of the United States for what? How long? 8 years? And then now he's on the campaign stage, backing someone else and suggesting the opposition is a big fraudster. And then Forbes magazine and the DA of New York saying you got a fraudster going on in the White House. But yet we can't find out if the birth certificate's a fraud. You got a fraudster calling a fraudster on the national stage. Then Barack says there's election fraud when it comes to President Trump because of the mail scandal. President Trump says, well, there's going to be mail fraud. That's why we got to deal with this. And they're literally turning that on its head. How does this happen? I don't believe that the mainstream press has this kind of power. There's enough of us in the alternative media to stop that narrative. Where is this control coming from? It is way beyond the media and way beyond the President of the United States status. President Trump is proof. He can't seem to stop the abuses against himself, and he can't seem to get anything else off the ground to find out the truth about the Clintons, about Barack, about... This is way above the presidency, I submit to you, in a secret combination, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy on the hot seat. He testified before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Friday. Democrats said reforms DeJoy implemented at the beleaguered agency were intended to slow down mail-in ballots as states have entertained vote-by-mail this fall. President Trump remains opposed to mail-in balloting. DeJoy says he isn't doing the president's bidding. That's because they haven't talked since his confirmation.
Did you discuss those changes or their potential impact on the November election with the president or anyone at the White House? And remind you, you're under oath.
I have never spoken to the president about the Postal Service other than to congratulate me when I accepted the position.
DeJoy said he took exception to accusations and said that mail-in ballots will be delivered. He also expressed support for vote by mail. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. TheMAGAMall.com.
A police officer in Georgia has lost his job after he was caught on video tasing an unarmed black woman on her front porch. Michael Oxford was with the Gwinnett County Police Department outside of Atlanta. He was fired Friday after an internal investigation. Oxford was placed on desk duty following the incident on Tuesday, the video of which had gone viral on the video sharing app TikTok. The incident was recorded on the homeowner's surveillance system. Oxford had only been on the job for more than a year. A funeral was held at the White House for President Trump's younger brother, Robert. The 71-year-old died last week at a New York hospital. Robert Trump became a fierce defender of his older brother in recent years, including against his niece Mary after she wrote a scathing book about the Trump family. It was the first time a president has held a funeral for a family member at the White House in nearly a century. About 150 people were invited to the memorial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to talk about. Not enough time to talk about it. I'll tell you that right now. Donald Trump says Democrats are stealing the election with vote by mail. Vows to deploy police to stop fraud. Now, do you think Donald Trump will really get that done? See, I find that Donald talks a lot and he makes outrageous claims and says that he'll do things that I just don't see him doing. He tries to do a lot of good. I get it. His hands are tied. He gets shut down a lot. I understand all that. But are they really stealing the election with a vote by mail? Then how come all the news I hear in the mainstream press today, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the like, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they're all literally saying President Trump by messing with the post office. You hear at the bottom of the hour news, who's under oath? It's the people with the post office. Defending, well, I've never talked to Trump about this, or I've never, Trump's the one under even the allegations of mail problems. Not the people Trump is saying are responsible. So what gives with this? Well, while this is going on, Kanye West tweeted to his millions of followers all the states he's on the ballot for the 2020 election cycle. Praise God. Look at all the ballots we're on, says Kanye. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Vermont, West Virginia, Colorado, Iowa, Utah, Minnesota, Tennessee, Virginia. That's a lot of ballots for getting shut down in so many states, huh? Will he be able to win? Of course not. But hopefully Kanye West can really focus on an education component here. He can really talk about pro-life. Come on, Kanye, pro-life buddy. See, I'd love to get a hold of Kanye West and interview him and help promote his bid for president, right? How do you do that? How do you get a hold of Kanye? Do you just call up Kanye and say, hey, Kanye, come on the radio with me? What if I type in Kanye West? President contact, right? How do you get a hold of Kanye? He certainly needs help. Doesn't he? I guess rapper Kanye West files for Ohio. But I think he got shut down. Is it a spoiler campaign Kanye's involved in? Some people say if Kanye's running for president, so is your mama. Okay. This is crazy. Republicans are aiding Kanye West's bid to get on the ballot. Do you think it'll help Trump if Kanye, garners more ballot access? I don't know what you said. Well, I guess he won't be on the presidential ballot in Texas. Where do we go to from here? Anyway, I hope Kanye West can really talk about pro-life. Really talk about the deep state. Really talk about honest money. Because, man, we need to get somewhere on that for sure. All right, Barack Obama took the campaign stage for Joe Biden in the Democratic National Convention that just ended. And Barack Obama basically said this. Do not let them take away your democracy, says Barack. Now, I don't mean to be rude here. But does the former president of the United States even realize that we don't have a democracy? Has he ever pledged allegiance to the flag before? I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the democracy for which it... Wait a minute, doesn't that sound wrong? I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, right? And to the republic for which it stands. Isn't that how... Barack says, do not let them take away your democracy. This is the former president of the United States that was literally sworn in for 8 years. So I say, how can a former president be completely ignorant of the facts? The United States is clearly not a democracy. It is a constitutional republic, ladies and gentlemen. And you could say, oh, Sam, that's just a little issue. Come on, buddy. We have democratic principles in our government. Yeah, we do. You're right. Sam, don't worry. It's a democratic republic. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's a constitutional republic. Democrat-type style or democracy isn't the governing force in America. It's the Constitution. A unique form of government. The founding fathers called it a grand experiment that was never tried before. What kind of government do you have? You have a republic if you can keep it, said the founders. We pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic. Okay, I submit to you that if you want to get technical, you have a series of republics. Utah is an independent state, a republic. So is Iowa. So is, all the states. Right? You can't ignore this reality. We are or we are not. And the former president of the United States literally said, don't let them take our democracy or your Do not let them take away your democracy. And you kind of wonder, why are we in the trouble we're in? This is why. How do we let a guy like that become president? And then somehow this secret combination is so above us that we can't find out his birth certificate. We can't find out his Social Security number. We can't find out where he went to college. I mean, they claim he went to college in certain places, but we can't find out where he lived his life, who he was with, who his real parents are. We can't find out all these things. Pocahontas took a DNA test. She was trying to prove that she was of, Native American descent, and it proved that she was not, and got mocked for it big time. But yet, how do we get Pocahontas to take a DNA test, but we can't get Barack to take a DNA test? And when DNA tests are so easy to take, Barack's brother Malik from Kenya is asking for a DNA test to be taken because he doesn't believe that his brother's really Barack. Barack was really nice to him when it was the president time. But after the election, President Barack Obama turned his back on his brother Malik. And Malik is saying something isn't right here. It doesn't pass the smell test. Well, I don't know if Malik Obama's telling the truth. But I know this, if Malik's calling for a DNA test, let's have one. Let's prove if their brothers are not once and for all. Let's prove whose father, I'm sorry, who Barack's real father is. Right? We can prove a lot of these things, but we're not willing to even dig. So when it comes to Pocahontas, she's going to be pushed to take a DNA test, find out that what we thought about her was fraudulent, was bogus. She had to admit it and kind of come down from the high horse of manipulation and special privilege that she had. But now we can't get Barack to take the DNA test, can't find out about the birth certificate, can't find out about the Social Security number. You say, Sam, why are you attacking Barack so hard right now? I mean, this stuff is all old news. And my response is, I don't think it is. How many of you knew that Barack had a Social Security number from somewhere else? How many of you realize that this guy's getting on the campaign stage calling Donald Trump a fraud? Now, I'm not here to tell you Trump's perfect. But when a Barack Obama is literally saying, don't let them take away your democracy, Donald Trump's a fraud, Donald Trump's using the post office to manipulate the vote, but there's no vote fraud, don't worry. What's going on? Now the U.S. national debt now exceeds the size of America's total gross domestic product. They say the milestone might have been met as early as June. So since June, I guess the New York Times report on Friday articulated this. The U.S. national debt now exceeds the size of America's total GDP. That's according to the New York Times, folks. Let's talk about this, okay?
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, so the U.S. national debt, ladies and gentlemen, stands at around $26.6 trillion and now exceeds the size of America's total GDP, gross domestic product. New York Times with the details. Now, they say it's an approximately $7 trillion increase since 2016. That's according to data from the Treasury. Now, they would want you to believe that it's because of the corona. But see, I don't believe that. It's because Barack set the stage and Donald carries the ball. Right? The U.S. national debt stands at around $26.6 trillion now. It's been that way since June. And now it exceeds the size of our domestic, our gross domestic product. The New York Times, it's an approximate $7 trillion increase since 2016. I don't even know how to respond to these kind of numbers. But no one's really beating up President Trump over that, are they? Now, total GDP was just over $19 trillion at the end of June. They say financial pitfalls over the last months could be blamed on the corona. I don't agree with that either. They believe it's not really a big deal. America has some room. It's fine. Don't worry about the debt. Those of you who are worrying about the debt are just into panic mode, they say. Wow. I don't really know how to respond to all this. In my personal opinion, the numbers are so staggering that I don't even know how to respond to them anymore. I've been working on this for 25 years, folks. And I remember back in the day, in the 90s or whatever, when the national debt was going to go over $6 trillion, Arizona panicked and said, we're going to leave the union if that happens. Of course, that was all talk and no action, right? But you got pro-death governors attacking churches, right? Why are pro-death governors attacking churches? I don't know, but it's going on. You got Gideon's army pitted against these pro-death governors. Gideon's army versus anti-God governors is kind of what's going on. We have got to stand up and do something, right? Wow. It's hard to know how to even respond to this stuff. But think about Gideon's army versus the anti-God governors. They say that brave 1% changed the course of human history. I agree with that. Gideon's army. Powerful, right? What do you think? How did Gideon's army work? Do you remember? I think it's important to think through this. What do they reduce? Gideon's army down to 300 people? Something like that? I look at it and go, I know that there's not enough people standing up for liberty. That's for sure. But wow, I look at this and I think, man, we need Gideon's army today, don't we? We sure do. We have reached a point in America's history, folks, to which the faithful remnant needs to stand against the overt persecution that seeks to shutter and silence God's people and churches. Right? Wow. Gideon's army was reduced from over 30,000 to just 300 by following God, folks. Think about this. By following God, rather than fear, that brave 1% force changed the course of human history. I agree with that. This idea is from Liberty Council. Good for Matt Staver at Liberty Council. We sure need their leadership and involvement. They're doing a great job, in my opinion. But you got pro-death governors attacking churches. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it when these pro-death governors are attacking churches? We got a lot of work to do, don't we? I don't know what to really tell people to do because we're almost to the point where we're out of options in a way. Right? We've waited so long to defend our nation. I don't want to say it's a lost cause, but it's a rough cause to say the least. Right? I mean, we're in serious troubled times. Right? I get an email like this, okay? To highlight the point even further. Dear Sam, Netflix is preparing a September 9th release of a French-made film with English subtitles that glorifies the sexualization of children. I guess it has an NC-17 rating because of the sexual content. It's called Cuties. It centers around an 11-year-old Muslim girl who joins a twerking dance team while deceiving her family by lying, stealing, and sneaking around. So family, let's see, here's how to say this. Family Research Council wants us to sign a petition to Netflix to stand against it. They say when enough Christians get involved, changes happen. That's why we need you to take a stand and let Netflix know that abusing and using children to promote filth and depravity is too much. Our children and grandchildren are dependent on us to stand up. If we don't speak out now, their future is in grave danger from companies like Netflix. Please sign our petition today. Sincerely, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association. I look at this and I go, man, and the Democrats have all these pedophiles on the stage and perverts. And one of the most influential Americans, you've got a murderer and a rapist. You've got Bill Clinton on the stage. This is what these people believe in, isn't it? And now you got pro-death governors literally attacking churches. We better put Gideon's army together and stand up against this, folks. Religious freedom is seriously under assault. Seriously under assault, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to stand against this cuties movie. We need to sign a petition to stop it, right? Netflix knows exactly what it's doing. Right? This is the same production company and streaming service, by the way, that gave the 13 Reasons Why series that's a pro-suicide movie. Netflix must know that this kind of film has no socially redeeming value. We must fight back. We've got to do something immediately, in my opinion. I believe Tim Wildman and crew are correct and spot on this. But will Americans get engaged enough to do something about it? I don't know. My experience says, hey, the American Family Association does a lot of good. And they have a lot of support. And when we really double down, we can and do make a tremendous difference, but it requires all of us to get involved because we've got to circumvent the mainstream press. We've got to have great enough numbers to make our feelings be known. And we boycotted Target for a long time. I think the Target boycott's still underway. At least I'm still doing it. I haven't been to Target forever. And are we making a difference? It's hard to feel like it is. It's hard to feel like what we're doing makes a difference. I don't mean to be bogus about this, but it seems like we just can't do enough. But I want you to take courage, ladies and gentlemen, because when I say we haven't done enough, we can still do more. And even though it feels like a lost cause from time to time, it's not really my job, ladies and gentlemen, to worry about how much progress I'm making. It's my job to do all that I can, right? And so this Netflix story is a big concern. But what about mandated vaccinations? Headline says the silence before mandated vaccinations. The public comment at the FCC is still open. Okay. There's a study on how to manipulate you to take the vaccine now. What's the best way to fight mandatory vaccines, you ask? The battle must be fought now and won now before we're forced to deal with it on the back end of the courts, folks. All this is coming your way. From religious violations to violations of your free thought and associations to violations of your body with vaccinations. If you want to murder a baby, it's your body. If you want to not have a jab, they're not going to let that happen. Wow. The BLM has overt racism against Jews now, founded on the very racism they claim to oppose. Yeah, that's BLM for you, huh? All right, we're flat out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being along. Sorry for a little bit of the disjointed broadcast today. I'm doing my very best. All by myself. Liberty Roundtable Live, but there's news the networks refuse to use that we got to get to is why we're on the radio. God save the Republic. LovingLiberty.net.